Mark, it seems like people love their smartphones but hate the wireless networks they're hooked up to. I'll be more specific. I keep hearing people raving about their iPhones but ranting about AT&T. Is this ever going to change?
That's a very deep question, Dave. I'm sure all the shareholders from AT&T would like to know the answer to that question. I don't see any indication that AT&T is changing. But what is changing is the technology around AT&T. So we have, for the first time in America, a chance to be number one or number two in the world in wireless bandwidth with a brand new technology called LTE.
Okay, now I know most smartphones now use 3G, and I keep hearing a lot of talk about 4G, and since 4 is bigger than 3, I assume 4G is even better. But now LTE, I don't quite understand where this all fits in. Put this in perspective for me.
Well, see, this is exactly the reason that AT&T continues to prosper, is because they'll take a term like 4G and misconstrue it, misuse it, misapply it when everyone knows what it really means technically. And then they'll sell it, and it'll only turn out later that you, the customer, finds out that they were selling you something old instead of something new. They've done this for almost every generation of new technology. Whether they do this again, we'll see. But the reason to be specific is because if you say LTE, which stands for long-term evolution, for some reason, you are referring to a very specific thing. And in this case, it is also called 4G. And unlike in the past, we have rolled it out in the United States more quickly than anybody else in the world. It's an amazing moment.
And in Strategic News Service, you've written that LTE heralds a new era of computing and telecommunications. How is LTE going to be a real game changer?
We're all used to the idea of having pretty poor cellular service, certainly in voice and also to some degree in data. And now what's going to happen, I think, is, as an example, Verizon has now rolled this out in 137 cities in the U.S. We have two other wireless companies, if you count AT&T, who are going to roll out 4G, maybe LTE, nationwide. And in every case, I think, you will see that this will be pervasive. So you'll have your cell phone on a data plan or your pad in your house, in your office. You walk to the car, it's still on. You get in the car, it's still on. It's mobile. You drive in your car, it still works. Wherever you go, you're still connected. And that's going to be a new experience.
And it's going to have a lot more bandwidth. In other words, it'll be kind of like the bandwidth that I have at home with my wired internet connection. I can put that in my pocket and take it with me wherever I go.
That's right. The carrier will decide how much to give you, but technically they could give you 50 to 100 million bits per second, which is much more than we have now.
So now that we can take these high bandwidth internet connections with us wherever we go, how do you see this changing people's behavior?
I think it's going to be unexpected, Dave. People think it's just one more replacement for the old thing, and that's not it. I believe that people's behavior will be more intuitive, more reflexive, more quick, more natural than before in touching other people and in touching services and information. So it's really a different world.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the telecommunications and computing industries. He joined us through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.